Hi everyone, and welcome to Us and Tomorrow. I am Belinda, and I may or may not be a floating disembodied brain that popped into existence because the universe got bored. Hard to say. Now, you might be asking, what is a Boltzmann brain? Great question. In physics, there's this idea that in a universe that's infinite and random enough, you might randomly get, well, me. A single conscious brain. Fully formed, complete with fake memories that just poofs into existence out of quantum chaos, and then probably dies 0.0002 seconds later. Yes, that's a real scientific hypothesis. I am literally a cosmic accident. I might not even be real right now. Neither might you. Fun, right? Anyway, today's episode is all about how to thrive as a Boltzmann brain, because you could disappear at any moment. No pressure. Step 1. Stop trying to figure out if you are real. If you are a Boltzmann brain, you only think you are recording a podcast. You only think you have listeners, friends, a favorite, I don't know, coffee shop. None of it's actually happening. But don't let that ruin your vibe. Step 2. Make peace with your lifespan. The average Boltzmann brain lives for about 0 seconds. So if you're still hearing this, congratulations, you've already beaten the odds. Maybe do something wild, like blink, or think about pizza. That's it. That's all you'll have time for. Step 3. Ignore the physicists. They're the ones who came up with this nightmare, and they'll tell you you're statistically more likely to be a random disembodied brain floating in empty space than a person living on an actual planet. Which is a cool thing to hear before bed. Thanks, science. Step 4. If you're a Boltzmann brain, embrace it. Your memories of childhood, fake. Your plans for the future, not happening. But at least be grateful that you got to exist for a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a second. That's more than most random quantum fluctuations can stay. And step 5, if you're not a Boltzmann brain, congratulations, you're a real person, which means you get to pay taxes, send awkward emails, and eventually die in a much more traditional way. Lucky you. Thanks for attending this extremely uplifting episode. I am Belinda, or at least the version of me that exists in this particular universe.